Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Our American institutions of self-government and our culture are being undermined today by judicial supremacists. A supremacist is one who believes in or advocates the supremacy of a particular group. The threat to America comes precisely from those who advocate the supremacy of one particular group, the judges, over the lawful wishes of the people. Examples of the mischief these supremacist judges are doing to the American people and to our culture are all around us. Who would have believed only a few years ago that judges could change the definition of marriage and force the issuing of same-sex marriage licenses? Or that judges could prohibit schoolchildren from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? Or that judges could order the removal of Ten Commandments monuments and plaques in public buildings and parks? According to the laws of all 50 states plus the federal government, marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife. How could four Massachusetts judges suddenly declare there is no rational basis for that definition and then order same-sex marriage licenses to be issued? The Massachusetts state constitution was written by John Adams and adopted in 1780, and any claim that John Adams could have endorsed same-sex marriage is absurd. Yet while Massachusetts public officials say they oppose same-sex marriage, they say we must obey the law of the land. How did we get to a predicament that this off-the-wall opinion of four judges is accepted as the law of the land? It's bad enough that same-sex marriages are issued in Massachusetts, but now same-sex couples who receive their marriage licenses in Massachusetts are filing lawsuits to get activist judges to declare that this must be recognized by all the other states. Congress must use its authority granted in Article 3 of the Constitution to limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts and stop them from forcing other states to acquiesce in Massachusetts' flouting of the moral order.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the one thing that unites all human beings, regardless of age, gender, religion, economic status, or ethnic background, is that deep down inside, we all believe that we're above average drivers. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today just happens to be the 11th day of November, and it is Armistice Day. See, when you get old, you say things that you remember as a child. We always got off in the afternoon in school on Armistice Day. Went in the morning, and then you got off afternoon. And today it's called Veterans Day. The reason we called it Armistice Day is because that was when the help me there, Jeff. I want to say the armistice was signed. What did we sign? Whatever you sign when the war is over. No, but anyway, that they signed that on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918. And that was when World War One ended. World War One, that was before I came to this country, but I remember my grandparents talking about it. World War One was the war to end all wars. So they said, oh, there could never be another war. And interestingly enough, the government at that time tried to get a United Nations started at that time. They didn't call it the United Nations. They called it the League of Nations. But our senators, see, it had to be ratified through the Senate. And our senators were much more intelligent then than they were later. And I remember when World War II broke out, why we didn't laugh about it, it was a very sad thing. But the jokes were made about, hey, this can't be war, because World War One was the war to end all wars. And we should have gone along with the League of Nations, because there would not have been another war had the League of Nations been in operation. Well, after World War II, then, they came along and did go along with the United Nations. And you can see what we have developed since the United Nations. There's been no more wars, right? We have had no more wars. I'm serious about that. They're not wars. They are police actions. They're not wars. People get killed. Homes get destroyed. But they're not wars. Well, anyway, I have here an American Minute by Bill Federer. And he said, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918, World War One ended. Celebrated as Armistice Day, it was changed to Veterans Day after World War II. In 1921, President Warren Harding had the remains of an unknown soldier killed in France buried in Arlington Cemetery. He requested that all devout and patriotic citizens of the United States indulge in a period of silence, thanks to God for these valuable lives, and of supplication for his divine mercy and for his blessings upon our beloved country. Inscribed on the tomb of the unknown soldier are the words, "Here lies in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Anyway, today is Veterans Day. With that in mind, let's move on, because I have an interesting... In fact, I told Beth, you know, we keep hearing, and I hear it constantly on the news, practically everything you turn on, the Democrats are saying, what did we do wrong? Why aren't we... How could we lose as big as we did? And they lost, if you remember, back in 2002. And I have an article here, and Beth found it for me, that says, "Will the Democrats Change?" by old Derry Brownfield. I wrote that in the Common Sense Chronicle, November of 2002. And I'd like to share the article with you 2 years later. It goes like this. Following Election Day 2002, the Democrats say they are going to have to make some changes. I personally believe that both parties need to make a lot of changes. However, I think I can give the Democrats some advice. They say they need to stop doing the same things the Republicans are doing, and I agree. I am certain that mainstream America does not approve of either of what either party does. Mainstream America proved on November 5th that change is needed, regardless of what the polls say. I am convinced that most Americans are hardworking, honest, Bible-believing, home-loving folks that don't want their children to get involved with drugs or follow the homosexual lifestyle. They don't approve of lying politicians or lying corporate executives or anyone else they can't trust. They want to see their kids punished for misbehaving in school, and they don't want to be harassed by government agencies. If the Democrats want back in office and stay there for eternity, all they need to do is say, look, only Bible believers can run on our ticket. Every politician that claims to be a Democrat must have memorized the Bible, the Constitution of the United States, and the Federalist Papers. Our platform is to put God back in our school, courts, and public offices. The Constitution will be the law of the land, and we will put judges in our courts that will bring this about. We will also stop aiding and abetting criminals. This includes illegal immigrants. We don't care if these illegal immigrants vote for us or not, because mainstream Americans will, and there are many more of us than there are of them. There are many other things they could do to improve our country, but the above mentioned is enough to get and keep them in office. The Federal Reserve fiasco and the IRS can come on later. Once mainstream America realizes we as a nation are back on track following the example set for us by the signers of our great historical document, the Constitution, the Democratic Party can remain in office forever. Hey, they didn't follow my advice. It would have paid had they had done it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. 1-877 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. It's kind of interesting to see the comments that are coming from the green side. Those individuals who are now so concerned about Bush going to destroy the planet. And I have here some interesting information concerning that. In fact, here's some of the comments that are coming from some of the green organizations. Earth Justice, for example. The Earth Justice staff gathered to face the news that most anti-environmental administration will be back for 4 more years. While obviously disappointed, we are not discouraged. We're more determined than ever to carry on. As we have proved in the past, no matter how tough the challenge, Earth Justice's team of attorneys, policy analysts, and media experts is up for the task. Over the past 4 years, Earth Justice has achieved great success in blocking many of Bush's administration's efforts to dismantle environmental protections. Now, see, this is kind of what I've said. I have been ridiculed for saying that Bush hasn't done anything. Really, the Endangered Species Act is carrying on just like it did. We see land takings. We see the same thing going on that we saw under Clinton. Now, maybe Bush is going to turn this thing around. The environmentalists think he is. I don't know. Here's what environmental activist Jennifer DeGarmos. She took the results of the national election like a death in the family. She said she broke into tears when she heard Kerry say that he lost the election. She said, all I felt like doing was having a candlelight vigil. She's a member of the Sierra Club's Rio Grande chapter. She said, I feel really burned out. We keep losing, and I'm not sure what we can do to make it different. DeGarmo is among New Mexico's environmentalists who see tough times getting tougher in the wake of President Bush's reelection. Well, I hope she's right about that. President Bush has declared war on the environment. Now, I have never, ever, 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 ever heard him say he was declaring war on the environment. I remember when we had a war on poverty. That was under Johnson. And we've had all sorts of wars, war on hunger, etc. But I do not remember Bush ever declaring war on the environment. And now he has 4 years and a team in place. We will see the floodgates open. Steve Capra is executive director of the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. He says we will see the opening of our public lands to full-scale development. John Horning is executive director of the Forest Guardians. He said the whole environmental movement is on life support. Let's take a break. We need one right about here. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade-A essential oils.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Our telephone number is 1-800-973-3779. Talking about the Democrats, the environmentalists, and how they are concerned about what's going to happen to the environment now that Bush has another 4 years to destroy the planet. The tools that activists use and the laws the government is supposed to abide by, the Endangered Species Act and the Clean Water Act, will continue to be weakened. There will be fewer and fewer opportunities for the public to exercise its voice on how the government affects the environment. Now, these greenies see the next 4 years as an all-out battle. They say, I don't feel confident we're going to win. President Bush is so adept at undermining environmental laws administratively and being able to get things through Congress without a lot of public scrutiny. But that does not mean environmental activists are going to dry up and blow away. No, we're not. This is my life's work. I'm not going to concede just because there are dark times. The Wilderness Alliance and other environmental groups will continue to be in the thick of the fight. Jess Alford is vice president of the board of directors of the Forest Guardians. He says one thing that went wrong with the election is there was not much talk about the environment from either Bush or John Kerry, even though Kerry gets high marks from environmentalists. We have to work that much harder to educate the public that we pretty well live on a toxic planet, and it's getting worse. There are problems with the beef, problems with the chickens, problems with the fishies. I think people voted for the president for other reasons and depend on groups like ours to hold down the front on the environment. The next 4 years is going to be very sobering for those people because what we can do is limited. We can hope to start to turn things around in 2 years because we'll have another national election then. DeGarmo said the Democrats need to look at what drives Bush voters to try to find a way to appeal to them and tap into their values. See, I told you. I told them what to do in November of 2002. If they'd have just subscribed to the Chronicle, they would have known and they would have won this time. Anyhow, she wonders what's going to happen to all the people who work so hard to defeat Bush only to be disappointed. Are they going to just go away? Or are they going to get so angry that they work harder? She said she just dissolved into sobs when they was told by a reporter that Kerry had conceded to Bush. No, she says, I don't think I'm going to give up. I want to figure out what the heck happened, who showed up, who didn't, and why. Now, with that in mind, let's go to the Endangered Species Act. If you remember yesterday, we talked about the Endangered Species Act. In fact, we had Chuck Cushman on the air with us. He has the grassroots ESA, Endangered Species Act Coalition. And you can learn more about that by dialing 360-687-2471. That's Chuck Cushman's telephone number, and he wanted you to call him yesterday. Here's what I see today concerning the Endangered Species Act. They say, and this happens to be coming from, let's see, where? Well, it's coming from a good source, I know that, because of who sent it to me. But anyway, a top issue for the next Congress is the reformation of the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. The Republican leadership of the House and Senate authorizing committees vowing to prioritize passage of reform legislation. Now, yesterday, I talked to Chuck Cushman about this, and on the air, I said, well, why can't they just don't put it in the budget? It's as simple as that. First of all, the Endangered Species Act has actually been eliminated. It ran its course. So, it doesn't even exist, yet we keep funding it, and it goes on and on and on. And I said, well, why can't we just stop funding the doggone thing? Because it has already expired. Well, he said it's not going to work that way. These greenies are out there to keep it going, and he said they've got enough help in Congress to do that. Well, anyhow, meetings with staff from the House, Senate, and White House will start before the 109th Congress is even sworn in. At least that's the information that I have here. Bush has never said legislation or said what sort of legislation that he will support, but apparently he will support something here to change the Endangered Species Act, which definitely needs changing. And as Chuck said yesterday, he said, people are not so much concerned about the Endangered Species Act saving species. It's a matter of the property taking and how the Endangered Species Act has actually been to destroy endangered species rather than to help them, because people don't want to have anything to do with an endangered species. If it's on their property, the first thing you do with it is get rid of it, burn it, destroy it, shoot it, whatever it takes to get it gone, shoot, shovel, and shut up, because they know once it's on your property, then you have habitat for that endangered species. You're not going to be able to use your land anymore. Well, anyway, hopefully, it will be a top issue for this coming Congress, and hopefully the House, Senate, and White House will get something done, and we will get the Endangered Species Act changed, if not eliminated. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. This coming Saturday, November the 13th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a good run of young cows and cow-calf pairs, including a 90-head string of one-owner cows. 65 will be three to six-year-olds. 25 will be eight-year-olds and a few broken mouths with 300-pound Angus calves by their sides, all from B&R Farms. Now, Ronald Migrant will be selling a 60-head string of Fancy Angus, 3 to 6-year-old cows, bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in March. DNA Farms is offering 20 bred, 900-pound heifers, bred to Angus bulls. They'll be March calvers. Johnson Farms will be selling a 40-head string of Fancy Charolais, 5 to 8-year-old March calvers. And Raymond Head will be selling 30-head of Black and Black Baldies and Herfers, all bred to Angus bulls. These are a few of the early listings for the special cow and bred heifer sale this Saturday, November the 13th at Milan, Missouri.
Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
Introducing Real Power, the world's first fully integrated AC power generation system designed exclusively for your truck. Real Power delivers limitless AC power wherever you can drive. Now you can plug into your pickup truck anytime you need AC power on demand to run welders, power tools, even your home or business, and multiple appliances. Real Power can run a mobile emergency food shelter, gas station, or police station. For work or play, Real Power can power your RV at a remote campsite, your home during power outages, your workshop, your barn, your work trailer. Real Power adapts to your truck's PTO, not its electrical system. It adapts to all GM Allison transmissions and Ford torque shift transmissions. To order Real Power or to become a distributor, call 1-888-867-2184. That's 888-867-2184 or go to realacpower.com.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says there's nothing so small that it can't be blown out of proportion, Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephone. Mel in Yuma, Arizona. Hi, Mel, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Jerry?
Good.
Good to talk to you again. Listen, at the very beginning, you read an article that you had written a couple of years ago in the Chronicle.
Right.
And the Democrats, you're right, they did none of those things, and they lost. And had they done those things, they quite likely would have at least fared a whole lot better. But the fact is, the Republicans did none of those things either. And they won. In fact, they picked up votes. So what does that say about the American people?
Well, the Republicans came closer to doing some of these things than the Democrats did.
Well,
don't you think a lot of people thought or thinks that Bush is a Bible-believing Christian?
That's true. That's true. But as far as what has happened, you know, you have things like the Patriot Act, which, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing but a giant attack on our Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
And things of this nature that have gone on. Now, granted, we do need to close up our borders, but we needed to close up our borders before 9/11 ever happened. That's been something we're using that as an excuse to destroy the Constitution. Things haven't gotten better. They have gotten, what has happened is they've gotten worse at a slower rate, perhaps. But, you know, if your temperature was 104 and it goes up to 105, you're still getting sicker.
What do you look for at the end of this four-year administration?
Well, first of all, I would hope that the president would appoint. He's going to have a few Supreme Court justices to appoint, and I would hope that he would appoint people who understand what their role as a judge is, and they're not legislators. If they were legislators, let them run for Congress. That's one of the things I'm hoping for. And we have some good, you know, conservative. I don't care what, so long as they will sit there and not legislate from the bench. That's what we need on the Supreme Court. That's the one thing I'm hoping for more than anything else. It's the one reason that I did vote for Mr. Bush. Quite frankly, I was scared to death of having three more Ruth Bader Ginsburgs put on the Supreme Court by Mr. Kerry.
But I don't know who put Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
That was Mr. Clinton.
But if you look back, and I don't have this memorized, and I don't have any notes in here with me, but I did an article in the Chronicle some years ago also. But the judges that took the Bible out of the school, that took the prayer out of the school, were appointed by Republicans.
Yes. Yes. They're all sitting there listening to the ACLU instead of sitting there listening to what our founders wrote. You know, one of the most important books ever written, and I can't. Right now, I just can't think what it was original intent. You know, what did our founders mean when they said?
Oh yeah, I've had him on the air.
Yeah, and I've got the book. It's inside on my shelf. But anyway,
yeah, Dave Barton wrote that.
That's it.
And he didn't write anything. He just took the comments, the letters, and the different parts of what was said back in those days, and made a book out of them.
That's right. But what he did was what he pointed out was, look, when they wrote the Second Amendment, what did they mean? They meant that the people could have weapons, plain and simple. It wasn't one of these, you know, they were talking about the National Guard and all this other stuff. Hell, the National Guard wasn't even around.
That's right.
Until 60 years later. When they were talking about freedom of speech, they were talking mainly about political speech. I mean, you still can't go into a movie theater and yell fire, you know. You still can't slander someone. That's still against the law. But they were talking political speech. And this is what our judges need to understand. When this Constitution was written, what was the intent of the people who wrote it? And the intent of the people who wrote it was that the power belonged to the people, that they were supposed to be, I'm trying to get my thoughts in mind here, that the government, well, Jefferson said it, that government governs best which governs the least. And
well,
that's where we need to go.
We also need to understand what's happened to our judicial system.
Well,
just like this judge, and I don't pay attention to it, except every time you turn on the radio or the television set, there it is, that murder case that's going on right now. The judges are supposed to be a referee. They're not supposed to tell the jury what the jury can do and what it can listen to and what it can say. That's the jury does that. The judge is just a referee.
Well, absolutely. Well, you have the idea of the jury being able to sit there and just say no because they think it's a bad law.
Absolutely.
But do most jurors know that? As a matter of fact, they are instructed exactly the opposite. When the judge gives instructions to the jury, they are told that, hey, you have to do what the law says, and that's it. They're not told that they can sit there and say, you know, this was a bad law. Maybe we ought to just acquit the guy or say not guilty because it's a bad law. You know, that's gone out.
But it's all, you know, as I have quoted Hosea time and time again, I believe it's the fourth verse or fifth of Hosea, but in the first part of the book of Hosea anyway, God says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are so dumb in this country because they have not studied the Constitution. They have not. Listen, when I started this show 10 years ago, I looked around for a constitution, and do you know they were at that time difficult to find? Now, maybe I know more about how to get a hold of a constitution today, but I called several bookstores, and I said, I want a copy of the Constitution, and they didn't have one.
Jerry, the only reason that the local library has a copy of the Federalist Papers is because my wife and I went down, and we bought copies, and we donated them. Now, that says something terrible about our country, doesn't it?
Hey, I appreciate the call.
Okay. You take care, bud. Thank you.
Hey, let's go to Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Yeah, in line with what the previous caller was just saying, the reason the loony left are going so absolutely wacko about George Bush being there is because he's appointing judges. And the reason that the ESA is still running is because of a judge. What happened was back when it expired in the early 90s, right?
I don't remember. It's been a long time when
right.
it expired.
Right. And what happened was the Congress just kept, you know, renewing the funding for it. And so somebody finally went and sued. They said, the law expired. You can't be, you know, enforcing a law that expired. And it went to court, finally went up to a circuit, you know, judge who basically sent down the following ruling. He said that it didn't matter whether the law had expired or not. If Congress keeps funding the program, then they must want it to still be in force. That was the decision. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court decided they weren't going to review that decision. Duh. Okay.
So it did go all the way to the Supreme Court then?
No, it didn't. Well,
yeah, but you mean
the Supreme Court they didn't take
it. It could have. It would have.
If we'd had some. I think, you know, when you're talking about conservative as opposed to liberal judges, what I think we need are literate judges. Someone who can sit down and read and say, oh, gee, let's see, this says Congress shall make no law, you know. They just seem to ignore little details like that in the Constitution and in laws that are flat out passed.
Well, they put things in the Constitution that are absolutely not there, and our founding fathers that wrote the Constitution are no doubt spinning in their graves over some of the things that they are telling us. It is constitutional now to kill babies, no problem.
Oh yeah, I've heard in the election, Jimmy, you're talking about the right. You know, for an abortion. I'm thinking, right to an abortion. And you're going, where? I don't see it.
The funny thing, a woman has a right to do with her own body what she wants to, and that baby is part of her own body, according to the federal judges in the Constitution, right? I don't have the right to do with my own body what I want to, because when I get in a car, I don't want to buckle my seatbelt. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well,
they just use whatever they want to use to whatever fits the situation at the time. Hey, thanks for the call, Rich. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Gary in Illinois. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay, you had the guy on there just a little bit ago that was saying we need to go by the Constitution, but yet he voted for George Bush. And he's not pro-family, he's not pro-life.
We're talking about George Bush you're talking about.
That's right.
A lot of people think he is.
But he's not. You can go to bushrevealed.com and find out a lot of stuff.
Well, we've talked about many of the things that he did that I consider non-Christian. I've talked about it on the air. I've written about it in the Chronicle. He was over in Japan. He went to the Shinto temple. He clapped his hands. He awoken the demon spirit that was in there. I mean, a true Christian's not going to do that.
Oh, no. No, he's not. A true Christian would be out there spreading the word about the truth.
But anyway, yeah, I couldn't vote for him, and I couldn't vote for Kerry, either one.
A lot of these people need to watch the video, too, that's called 9/11 in Plain Sight. And CNN's having something on that tonight, where there's like 90% of the public thinks that...
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, 90% of the public thinks that the government's covering it up.
You know, I have not mentioned that too much on the air. I see the same information that I guess that CNN has. I had no idea that CNN was actually going to do a story on that. They're going. Have you seen anything on it?
No, a guy was telling me about it. I don't know the times or anything yet, but I'm pretty sure it's tonight.
That'd be interesting to watch because, you see, we talked about that the day that 9/11 happened. Who did I have on the air, Jeff? Alex Jones, and he commented to that effect right then. He says, we know what's going on here because we've been forecasting something like this was going to happen. And I think we lost an affiliate or two over saying those things on the air. But today, a lot of people actually believe that the government was involved in this one way or the other, at least knew about it.
Yeah, when we vote for president, we need to judge that person by his fruits. It's what the Bible said, and we should have voted for Michael Peruca. Everybody should have over this.
Well, he got 5,000-some votes in Oklahoma and another 5,000-and-some here in Missouri, and I just wondered, because we have several affiliates that were in our area, maybe him being on our program had something to do with it. Now, and here's another thing. I mentioned to our news people, I said, you know, those guys don't have the money to buy time, and like Michael Peruca and back when Charlie Collins was running. I said, and they can't get on air. He said, nobody call me. Our news staff, they said, we'd have been glad to have done an interview with him. Not might have been a 20-second soundbite or something, but he said, these people don't work. He said, you didn't see them at the state fair talking to people and handing out literature. So I don't know. Maybe they need to work a little harder, but or we need to work a little harder. Somebody needs to work a little harder.
All of us do.
Hey, thanks for the call, Gary. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heating costs continue to rise and winter's a-coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from four different sizes and three different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328, or go to www.burnsbest.com. This coming Monday, November the 15th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of fancy black and black baldy calves, along with numerous numbers of quality cattle that have been weaned, vaccinated, and ready for a new home. Stuart and Cassidy have consigned a 50-head string of fancy black and black baldies. They'll weigh from 450 to 550 pounds. Their steer and heifer calves have had all of their shots. Don Sidwell will be in with 25-head. They weigh from 550 to 600 pounds, and these are carrying the white tag vaccination program, and they have been weaned. Melvin Cunningham has consigned a string of six-weight calves that have also had all their shots. Now, a high percentage of this week's offerings have been home-raised. They're leaving home for the first time, and several lots will be carrying the vaccination certification of a state tag in their ear. Remember, this special calf and yearling sale will be this coming Monday, November the 15th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. You know, Alan Keyes could not. The Republicans wouldn't hear Alan Keyes back. Well, that's year 2000, I guess, 2 years ago. 4 years ago. He could not get involved in the political picture back then because the Republicans were afraid of him, because he is constitutional. I've heard him speak. I mean, he is a tremendous person. Well, he got talked into going into the United States Senate race in Illinois this year. And this Obama, am I pronouncing that out? Obama, I'm not sure how he pronounces his word. It's like Osama, but it's Obama. Okay. Anyway, the Republicans drafted Keyes, actually, in August after their primary winner, if you remember, Jack Ryan, dropped out because he had some kind of a sex scandal over I don't know what the deal was. He was getting a divorce, and his wife came up with all this information. And Keyes was from Maryland. He'd never lived in Illinois. He probably should have not taking the offer. I don't know. But anyway, he was defeated. Key said he did not congratulate Obama after the race was called because, he said, doing so would have been a false gesture. Now, you see, when people are honest, that really shakes up other folks. You know, I see it happen all the time. When Kerry called to congratulate Bush, you know, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to congratulate him. You know, he conceded. Yeah, you can call and say, okay, I'm beat. But, you know, it had to be a false gesture. He says, and I'm going back to what Key's comment is here now. Key said he did not congratulate Obama after the race was called because doing so would have been a false gesture because he believes Obama's views on issues like abortion are wicked. He said, I'm supposed to make a call that represents a congratulations towards a triumph of that which I believe ultimately stands for and will stand for a cultural evil enough to destroy the very soul and heart of my country. I can't do this, and I will not make a false gesture. And see, I felt the same way about voting for Bush or Kerry. He lost to Obama. He lost by 43 percentage points. And anyway, as I said, he probably should not have taken the offer anyway because he wasn't from Illinois. And anyhow, so be it. I had Beth look this article up about will the Democrats change and what they can do to change. And she just photocopied a copy of the page 6 of the Common Sense Chronicle, November 2002, and I was just sitting here during a commercial break. There's lots of good stuff in there, people. You ought to be getting a copy, but on one of our foods for thought things here, human beings inhabit no more than 3% of the land surface of the earth. What's more, the amount of habitable land is not limited. You know, we keep hearing over and over, there's not going to be any more land, there are too many people. Singapore was once a marshland. Much of Holland was once underwater. To put the matter in perspective, if the world's 5.4 billion people were put in Jacksonville, Florida, each person would have 4 square feet to stand on. In Texas, each person would have at least 1,400 square feet, the area of a good-sized 2-bedroom apartment. I didn't know that. I must have known it because we put it in the Chronicle back in November of 2002. Anyway, that's the way it is. Walter Cronkite used to say, that's the way it is. Out here in Missouri, we say, tis. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your hearts stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails. Thank you.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.